Today being the 24th day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 24th day of March, 2025 years after the era of Anabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus between 5 and 6 p.m. ET of Ramadan, continues from the 17th ayah of Surat al-Hujurat. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lokene, will conduct the tafsir while Ustaz Abdulmani Yaku will recite the Holy Quran for us. We are streaming live on Facebook at Timsan National Timsan Ebiyu Zaria.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هداكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين يمنون عليك أن أسلموا قل لا تمنوا علي إسلامكم بل الله يمن عليكم أن هديكم للإيمان إن كنتم صادقين الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us about these people of Banu Asad these people that came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and are telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that they came, they have become Muslims, they have faith, and that they come from a people that had never fought the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This they did after the Hijrah has ended. Then Allah is telling the Prophet to tell them, Yamununa alayka an aslamu. They come to you, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, telling you that they have done you favor by becoming a Muslim. Cool, tell them this. La tamunnu alayya islamakum. Don't come and tell me that you have done me any favor by your Islamization. Balillahi yamunnu alaykum an hadaykum lil iman. Instead, it's Allah that has favored you by making you to become Muslims. Balillahi yamunnu alaykum an hadaykum lil iman. That by guiding you to where faith is, in kuntum sadiqin. If you really are truthful and you want to be people that are truthful at the end of the day. This, what is telling us here, happens a lot of times. When a human being is favored by Allah, he now does something. He claims that he does for Allah and he wants to show that he is one favoring Allah. This is a phenomenon that is very common. Example, somebody is asked, mosque is being built, come and assist in building the mosque. Then he says he will assist in building the mosque. Our school is being built, come and assist in building the school. Or even al-majlis are being fed like we are talking now. Come and assist in feeding the al-majlis. Our people are in the hospital, they are sick. Come and assist in giving money for their health. Or there are people that have no close to where, come and assist in providing money that will be used, including them. Or there is a need for a well in the community, come and assist so that you can give money for the well. Or even you yourself, can you come and assist? We need to guard our community and be part of those that are guarding. Anything you are doing, you have to do it because of Allah and the Prophet. Like we said yesterday, that Allah is telling us, by Allah, atu alimuna Allah bidinikum, wallahu ya'lamu ma fi sadurikum, yamununa alayka an aslamu. Before this, Allah said, kul atu alimuna Allah bidinikum, wallahu ya'lamu ma fi sadurikum, wallahu bikulli shay'in alim. If you want to fight in the cause of Allah, you have to fight by spending your wealth, by spending yourself. So any amount of wealth you have, who gave you? Allah. You are spending it for school, for hospital, for mosque, for this. When such a person is giving the money, he feels big, as if he is favoring those that is giving the money to go and spend. As if by his spending money to build a mosque, he has done something that he should be thanked for. The people that are in charge of such institutions, they will normally thank, but indeed, he is the one who should thank these people. Because when Allah said, "Qalat al-a'rab amanna, qul lam tu'minu walakin qulu aslamna walamma yadkhul al-iman fi qulubikum, wa tuti'u Allah wa rasulahu, la yalitkum min amalikum shay'a, inna Allaha ghafurur rahim." إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم. You cannot become a faithful servant of Allah except you stand up and strive and spend your wealth and spend yourself. So if there is nobody who is going to accept your service, the wealth you have, nobody will accept it. How can you become a mu'min? And you can't become a mu'min. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلْ إِيمَانٌ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. These are the people that are faithful servants of Allah. These people that make jihad with their wealth and their selves. They spend the money that Allah gives them. They spend the body that Allah gives them. The money you have, who gave you? Allah. You are a human being. The body that you have, who gave you? Allah. What did he give you? For you to come and look for your hereafter in this world. So when you enter this world, Allah will make this your body to develop to the extent that you can use your body to look for wealth. At the age of 21, you are strong now, you use your body, you look for wealth, you have gotten wealth. Then your body will finish growing when you are about the age of 40. From this age, Allah is telling you, spend your wealth, spend yourself. These two you have to spend. So who are you favoring by spending these things? You stand up, you see people that have no food to eat, you give them food. You have assisted yourself. You should thank Allah for making those people to be available for you to have money, to be able to spend this money on them. You should thank Allah that there is a people who are in need of a mosque for you to be able to go and build a mosque. You should thank Allah that there is a school for you, that people are in need of a school for you to use the money to build a school. You should thank Allah that people are in need of well, of water to drink. Or people are sick, that you can assist them. Don't ever see that you are assisting any person in Islam, that you are favoring any person, you are favoring yourself. That's what Allah is saying here. Yamununa alayka an aslamu. This will, just because they become Muslims, they are thinking they favor the Prophet. In what way? If you are not, if you refuse to be Muslims, you go to hell. If you refuse to spend your money, you refuse to spend yourself, you will not become faithful servants of Allah. You will remain as ordinary Muslim. So you have not favored anybody. But Allah yamunnu alaykum an hadaykum lil iman. It's Allah that favored you by guiding you to what is faith. And what is faith is jahidu fi sabilillahi bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. It's for you to fight in the cause of Allah with your wealth and with your body, which are the what you call the capital that Allah gave you. That's why Allah in another place said, وَأَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخَلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Spend what I put in charge of. And this is wealth and yourself. Because people understand spending their wealth. They don't understand spending themselves. If you don't spend yourself, it will still grow old. Trek because of Allah. Fight because of Allah. Visit the sick. Visit pious people. When the work, any work of Islam has been done somewhere, stand up and walk. If you have to write on behalf of Islam, write. In kuntum sadiqin. If indeed you have attained to the position of Siddiqiyah, then know that it's Allah that favored you with whatever you do. Even that you are sitting down now listening, Allah has favored you. Because not everybody Allah has favored in this Ramadan to go and listen to tafsir, to even read the Quran, and they are Muslims. So whatever you see, whenever you see yourself in a situation that you are doing act of obedience, be thanking Allah that He has favored you.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ for sure and indeed Allah, Ya'lamu ghayba samawati wal ard, knows what is hidden in the firmament, in the sky, in the heaven, wal ard, and what is hidden in the earth. Wallahu basirun. Allah is seeing bima ta'malun, all that you are doing. So don't think you do any act, no matter how small, that Allah does not see it. This brings us to the end of this surah. This surah, remember Surah Al-Hujurat, that followed Surah Al-Fath, where Allah described to us that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Those that are with him, if they are with him, the attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be attracted to them by the magnetism of the Prophet surrounding the Prophet. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has his own aura and magnetism and is captivating. If you are with him, his character will get into you. You will be attracted by this character. But even if you have been attracted by the character and you have reached the level of someone like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, you cannot stop your journey of getting nearer to the Prophet. Because wa anna ila rabbika al-muntaha. That is why Surah Al-Hujurat came. And the first set of people he addressed is Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar. Because these are the people that have reached the highest position in Islam. Nobody has reached it. By telling them that even lowering your voice is part of your getting closer to the Prophet. Knowing how to talk to him. How do you stay before Allah? How do you stay before the Prophet? When Allah says Bayna yadayillahi wa rasulihi, that's before Allah. You are before Allah. If you don't even know your physical body is before Allah, at least your heart should know that you are before Allah. How do you stay in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How do you stay with people that you are together with? Immediately you hear a news of bad news of somebody, be very careful the way you take it. Then Allah continued to tell us, if you are in a community, things are going bad, stand up and repair it. Allah went ahead to tell us that even we ourselves, we joke sometimes, be careful the way you make jest. Even women, the same thing. At the end, Allah said, let me tell you, you are not better than anybody, except somebody that you are more pious than. And how do you know that? Only by piety you can surpass anybody. Just because you are from this tribe, or you have such and such a money, or you are big in the body, or people say you are beautiful or you are handsome, does not make you better than any person. Then Allah now gave an example of people that think that they are something because they come to Islamize. They now automatically gave themselves a ranking of iman. That no, before you can get a ranking of iman, you have to be struggle. You have to fight jihad. physical, with your mind, with your ears, with your eyes, with your wealth. When you do this, then Allah will ask you to go and get close to those who are people like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, who are the Siddiq. Ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. At the end of the day, Allah is telling us that He knows what is hidden. No matter what you do, la ilaykum min amalikum shay'a, there's nothing He will take away from your wealth, from your work. That Allah is seeing all that you are doing. So Allah is telling you all this. So may Allah make us to be able to work with this surah. It's only 18 verses, but it's like it is 1,800 verses. May Allah strengthen all of us and grant us the blessing of this surah, and grant us the blessing of this sahaba mentioned the surah al-Fatih and mentioned this surah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qaf. Wal-Qur'anil Majid.
Surah Qaf Makkiyatun. وهي 45 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاف والقرآن المجيد. الله تبارك وتعالى sent this surah to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when the Prophet was in Mecca. It has 45 verses and it starts like this. قاف. Just that alphabet, قاف. Well, Quran al-Majid, and Allah is swearing with this letter, and is swearing with the Quran that is glorious and honorable. Here, we have said before that this alphabet that normally start the chapters of the Quran, that the best translation is Allah a'lamu bi muradihi bi zalik. Allah knows best the meaning to it. But among the alphabets, the Arabic alphabet, the 28 Arabic alphabets, 14 of them were used. But they were used in 28 chapters, just like the number of the alphabets. And these alphabets, some people say they are the hidden names of Allah, Ismullah al-Azam. Some translated that no, they are alphabets that Allah used in swearing. Not their meaning, they are talking of their use now. Allah in the Quran, He swears with these alphabets, and sometimes He swears with His own creation. The surahs that start with swearing of Allah in them, they are not up to 28, they are 14 in number. Sometimes Allah swears at the beginning and swears inside the chapter. But the swearing, when Allah is swearing, that Allah swears with the His own creation, starts in 14 chapters of the Quran. Most of this chapter, most of this swearing are in the last, or almost all except one, are in the last one, seventh of the Quran. Only one is outside this one, seventh, which is was so far to so far. When Allah is swearing, there are times He swears with only one swearing at the beginning of the chapter. Like when Allah says, "Wan najmi is our way." Wan najmi here, Allah is swearing. One najmi, only one swearing is our way. Then normally when you swear, why do you swear? You either swear to affirm something, or you swear that you shall do something, or you swear that you shall not do something. So which means whenever you swear, somebody is expecting that there is an answer for your swearing. I swear to Allah, I will try my best to copy the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is the answer for your swearing. When you say when Najm is that way, Allah swore only once. So again, there are alphabets that Allah is in swearing that they are only once. This is one of it, like Kaf, like Noon, only one alphabet. There are times that Allah swear two times, like Wadduhe, Wallayli Iza Sajay. Wadduhe, Allah swears with the early morning. Wallayli, and Allah swears with the night. Then he came to give answer. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka ma qali. This is the answer. So Allah here, he swore two times. So there are also surahs that Allah starts with this alphabet, swearing alphabets, or the names of Allah that are this alphabet two times. Like when he said Yasin, Ya is one letter, Sin is two letters. He started that chapter. Tahe, there are two letters. He started that chapter, and they are for swearing, or they are names of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There are times again that Allah swears with his creations, and he swears three times. Al-Fajr, Wal-Layalin Ashr, Wal-Shaf'i Wal-Watr, Wal-Layli Iza Yasr. This one is five times. There are some times that is three times. Was samai zatil buruj wal yawmil maw'ud wa shahidin wa mashhud. This one is four times. When it is three times that Allah swears, there are also times that Allah will mention these letters three times, like alif lam mim is three times. Alif lam re is three letters. So he brings the three letters like that. And when it is four, like we said just now, was samai zatil buruj wal yawmil maw'ud wa shahidin wa mashhud, four. Allah sometimes said alif lam mim sod, there are four letters. Alif lam mim re, there are four letters. Then there are times that Allah swears with his creations five times, beginning of a surah. When that he does that, like wal fajr wal ayalin ashr wal shaf'i wal watr wal layli idha yasr, this is five times. Then you have kaf he ye ayn sad, this again five letters. He mim ayn sin kaf, this again five letters, and this is the highest. You will not see more than five letters that Allah used in beginning any surah as letters, as swearing, as his name. Just like you will not see Allah swearing with his creation more than five times at the beginning of a surah. Even though it was Shams wa Duhaha, some people said the seventh there is for swearing, but the ulama said no, it's five times. Not all the wow there are wow al-qasm, are wow of swearing. So that is it. Then this surah Kaf marks the beginning of the last one seventh of the Quran. From here, there's what you call Surah Al-Mufassal. The chapters that their sentences are short, 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 short. The ulama, they said, this surah to the end of the Quran marks the beginning of chapters that their sentences are short, Surah Al-Mufassal. And that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most of the time that he leaves prayers, only in few circumstances, he normally chooses from this surah, from Surah Al-Kaf to Nas. He hardly goes out of this surah except in some circumstances. And that the Sahabat, towards the end of the life of the Prophet, they themselves used to recite the Quran and finish it every 7 days. And they divided the Quran in seven. They said, starting from Baqarah, the first three surahs, day one. The next five surahs, day two. The next seven surahs, day three. The next nine surahs, day four. The next 11 surahs, day five. The next 13 surahs, day six. It will bring you to end of Surah Al-Hujurat, and from Surah Al-Kahf to Nas, day seven. The odd numbers, that's 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13. When you get to 13, you have finished Surah Al-Hujurat. So they will start the first day after Fatiha, the first three surah, Baqarah, Ali Imran, Nisa'i. Then the next five surah, that's Maida, down to Surah Tawbah. Then they start from Yunusa, again, down to Surah Nahal. Then they start from Surah Isra, down to Surah Shu'ara. Then from Surah Shu'ara down to Surah Yasin. Then from Safa to Safa down to Surah Hujurat. Then from Kaf to Nas. So this particular division that the Sahaba did towards the end of the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that makes them to finish the Quran 7 days is one that was adopted by Sheikh Ibrahim Yas. And he used to say that, have you ever seen somebody that Allah has given a good life like me? I am able to finish the Quran every 7 days in the daytime, and in the nighttime I do the same. And he went ahead to give it an acronym. It's a Femi B Shawkin. Femi, my mouth, be shocking, is entrailed in love. That fa is the first day, Fatiha. Mim, second day, Surah Maida. The third day, Ya, Surah Yunusa. B, the fourth day, Surah Bani Israel, that's Surah Israel. Then, sixth day, fifth day, Shin, Surah Shuarai. 6 day, Wa was Safa to Safa. 7 day, Kaf, Surah to Kaf to Nas. So it's very good, those of you that are proficient in reading, to try to finish the Quran every 7 days like you have 7 days of a week. You can start any day you want to start, then finish. You can start on Friday, finish on Thursday, or start on Saturday, finish on Friday. Because these 2 days are very important days. So this is how the Quran is divided. So this Kaf starts the chapters of Mufassal, where you would now see that the verses of the Quran are short, short, short. And this particular surah is built on Surah Al-Hujurat, where Allah was saying that, do whatever you will do to become a faithful servant of Allah. قال الأعراب آمنا كل لم ولكن كل أسلمنا ولما دخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وين تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا لتكم من أعمالكم شيئا. Try your best that every second of your life is used in serving Allah and nothing will be wasted. So Allah here is telling you that every second, for every moment, for He is following you. Even when you die, your body is being followed. Which means we too, we should follow ourselves every moment. Don't allow yourself to fall into negligence. Then you destroy yourself before you know it. So this is it. Because this surah comprises of how Allah follows you up to your death, up to your rising, up to those that are going to paradise, may Allah make us to be among them, up to those that will go to hell, may Allah distance us from hell. The Prophet Muhammad, he used to recite this particular surah as his own khutbah when there is Eid or Fridays, or sometimes as in Raqqa, but most of the time he recites it as his own khutbah. The khutbah he would normally do, he will use Surah Al-Kahf as his khutbah. Just like on Fridays, the Prophet is used to reciting Surah Al-Sajdah and Surah Al-Insan in Subuhi. So here he used to use this in Eid, this particular surah, because of what it contains. So all of us will now know if the Prophet will select this as his khutbah, which means it's not only for use to recite Surah Al-Kahf in your salah, also you recite it as khutbah, as a sermon for your own self. So the surah starts by swearing with this letter Kaf. Some people normally say Kaf. No, it's not Kaf, it's Kaf. When you say Kaf, it's like cough link, cough, cough. Or somebody coughing, cough. Call it properly. It's not difficult. Kaf. Because like I used to tell people, when you don't recite, when you don't call any alphabet well, it's like you are not calling. You are speaking English and you're not saying it well. If you want to say calibrate and call somebody for me, do they sound the same thing? If you now say calibrate, it's not correct. If you now say call him for me, it's not correct. It's call him for me. So all these things, let us try our best. Most of these letters that are difficult for people to pronounce, they are its own equivalent in English that we say, like Gairil Maghdubi Alayhim Wala Dhalin. This door, people find it difficult, but the door you open is the same pronunciation. Wala Dhalin, not Wala Dhalin. Our people before found it difficult, but Allah will accept it because Allah knows what you are saying. But when you have the opportunity to correct something, correct it. You understand now? Because Bilal didn't used to be able to pronounce shame. He used to pronounce it as sin. People use it against him in front of the Prophet. The Prophet said, this sin of Bilal that he meant to be shame will become shame when it gets to Allah. So if somebody doesn't know how to pronounce very well, it doesn't matter, but he should try. Particularly when you are able to pronounce English, and such words are also there. So, Kaf wal Quran al-Majid. Allah says, swearing with this Quran that starts with the letter Kaf that we just passed. Al-Majid, Quran that is magnificent, glorious, and honorable. If you want to have glory, if you want to have honor, stay with the honorable people. You see, when they tell people that somebody is in the House of Assembly, they say it's honorable this. Everybody is struggling to be with him. Whereas the honor, do they deserve it? Only those among them that have character that are honorable are actually honorable. If not, they are fake or they are even dishonored. But the Quran has the character of honor, of glory, is from Allah, has generosity of glory and honor. If you stay with the Quran and you hold to the Quran, Allah will also lift you up to the position of glory and honor.
بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب.
بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. What is wrong with this people? This Quran, but ajibu, this unbelievers, they are marveled. أَنْجَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِنْهُمْ, that a warner should come to them from amongst them. بل عجب أن جاءهم مذر منهم وقال الكافر فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب. The unbeliever, he looks and he said, هذا شيء عجيب. This is very surprising. How can you say that somebody came from Allah? How did he come from Allah? Why is it لولا ألقي عليه أساورة من ذهب أو جاء معه الملائكة مقترنين. Why is he not wearing the best of apparels? We see him in gold, in diamond, and then we see angel constantly with him. If it's from Allah, Allah has everything. Why is it that he is finding it difficult to eat? All this, they are marveled. But Allah said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. If Allah sent us a prophet and he's an angel, how do we copy him? Are we angels? That's why Allah said, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا وَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَلْبِسُونَ. Even if we are going to send an angel, it will not make sense except we also make him a human being first and we dress him in a human form. If you suddenly come out and you see a figure you have never seen in your life, a creature you have never seen in your life, that is so huge, spying everywhere, you die out of fear. But if you see a human being like yourself, it's either you like him or you don't like him. But if you see a human being that is handsome, is comely, is fresh looking, and when he talks, you can see beauty in his speech, you can see eloquence, you can see calmness, you are attracted to him. That's why the Prophet ﷺ was chosen, because he has the best of character, the best of look, the best of disposition. Then sent to us. Why are you now surprised? Why are you marveled? Let us follow him. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ.
أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. Look at what this man is saying. That is even puzzling. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا, when we have lived our life and we are dead, and we have just become nothing but dust again, and you are saying that we'll be brought up again, zahrika rajun ba'id. How can essence speak this? Somebody died, he has become dust, then you say he will be raised up again. Zahrika rajun, this coming back ba'id is not something, it's far away from the thinking of a human being. So how this man, this is what he's saying. That's why we don't accept him as the messenger of Allah. Every human being was created. Your initial creation is from dust. So why will it not be easy for Allah to bring you back? Every person was created for him to live a particular length of life. After he lives that length of life, he will die. He will be raised up to account for how he spent the wealth Allah gave to him. The wealth of himself and the wealth, added wealth that he himself went to look for and added for himself. How did you spend it? And how did you live with Allah? How did you live with the Prophet, like in Surah Hujurat? How did you live with your neighbors? Did you live with them in peace? Or how did you live when you see people are in commotion? Did you try to resolve it? How did you try to make Muslims and put them to trial? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Al-mu'min thumma lam yatubu. You can put Muslims to trial because you are rich, you build big houses, you build cars, you are coming with big, and you are not assisting. Did you do that? So don't be surprised. Izamit now kunna turaban zalika rajun ba'id. They are surprised that they will be raised up after their death. There is no surprise in this.
قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ.
بَلْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُصُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. Allah is saying, بَلْ, what is impossible here? بَلْ is not like that. Alimna ma tanqusul ardu minhum. When you are buried after dying, alimna, we know ma tanqusul ardu minhum, what the earth is eating of it. Wa indana kitabun hafiz. And every moment, what is happening, we are recording down. And this book is there, is recorded, and is well preserved. You have Lawhul Mahfuz that contains everything about you from the beginning of yourself to the end of yourself before you came to this world. And the angels will come and record it again, and it will be compared to show you that it is the same thing. Allah does not need anything to be written. But when you have a kingdom, there has to be a secretary, there has to be a scribe, there has to be a document, there has to be a record. If there is a kingdom. And since Allah's kingdom is the best kingdom, everything is there. Allah said, "Qad alimna ma tanqusu al-ardu minhum." When the human being is buried, everything except what you call uzbul zambu, just one little thing. It's like an atom is what will remain. From there, you will be brought back again, like a seed. This ujibu zamb is what will remain. The earth will eat. Only four sets of people, the earth will never eat. There are four sets of people, the earth will never eat them. All the prophets, the earth will never eat them. Why? Because they lived their life for Allah, and they died because of, they died in front of Allah. If you die seeing Allah, that light of Allah in you at that time make it haram for anything to be able to eat you. Then those that die as shuhada, as martyrs, the earth will never eat them. We saw one time in Syria, when people went and they were digging graves out, that they don't want anybody to be visiting the graves of saintly servants of Allah. People are worshiping saintly servants. This is their claim. And they went, they were digging the graves out. One of the places they went to dig is the grave of one Sahaba, Ibn al-Hajar al-Kindi. He died as a shaheed. When they went and dig his grave out, they met him the way he is, even with the trace of the blood on him when he was buried. At that time, the picture was taken around the world. And I remember Sheikh Dari, what he was saying, look at me, I'm seeing the picture of a Sahabat. Buhari never even saw a Sahabat, but today I'm able to see a Sahabat. So, anybody that dies as a Shaheed, the earth will never eat it. Hamlatul Quran wa Sharia. Those that memorize Quran and contain it in themselves and continue to contain it and keep it until they leave the world with it, art cannot eat them. So these are added as saintly servants of Allah, the awliya of Allah. They hold the Quran, memorizing it. They also hold the Quran and they hold the Sharia in it. The art will not eat them. Those that called to prayer, the muazzin, who calls to prayer continuously for 7 years without stopping and not taking any reward from any human being, he's just doing it because of Allah and the Prophet, the earth cannot eat him. These poor people, earth does not eat them. That's why Allah is telling us here, "Bal alimna ma tankusul ard minhum wa indana kitabun hafiz." Don't they believe that they cannot be raised? We know how much the earth is eating from them every second, every moment, until finally only ujibu zamb is remaining, and it will stay like that. The day Allah wants them to rise, the rain of life will fall on earth, and all of them will rise back to life. Just the way rain falls, and you see the seed you planted is the only thing that is remaining in the crop. But that seed has every aspect of the crop. When you see a seed, you take an orange seed. In this orange seed, the orange fruit is there. The orange stalk is there. The leaf is there. The flower is there. In that small seed, plant it, put water, and see. It will grow up again. It will bring you all of this. That's how the human being is. That is seed called ujibu zamb. That is the final thing that is there. You bury the whole body. Just like if you were to take the whole orange now and bury the whole of it, all of it will become decay. But the seed is there. Immediately the seed sees water, it will germinate. But bal alimna ma tanqus al-ard annahu ma indana kitabun hafiz. Allah has everything recorded. He's not in need of the recording, but as a government, record is very important.
بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج.
بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فهم في أمر مريج. بل كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم. بل again disciple, what is wrong with them? No, they did not follow the truth. Kazabu bil haqqi, they dispute the truth. They put it to lie. Lamma ja'ahum, when the truth comes to them. Wal kazabu bil haqqi lamma ja'ahum fahum fi amrin marij. They are in an affair that they themselves are confused. They have mixed everything of Baraj al-Bahrain, Yaltaki and Marij. Something that is confused. This one is mixed, this one is mixed, this one is mixed. Sometimes they say the Prophet Kahin is a susia. Sometimes they say Majnunun is a madman. They say sometimes Sahirun is a witch. Where do they stand? That's why Allah said they are confused. When truth comes, truth is one. And today there is no truth in the world. Allah is truth. Who al haqq? The Prophet is truth. فَآمِنُوا بِمَا نُزِلَ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ. The Prophet is truth. Then this book, Quran, is truth. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The Prophet is light. The Prophet is truth. The book of Allah, Quran, is truth. Allah is truth. Any truth that does not conform with this truth is not truth. Any truth that conforms with it is the truth. That's why Allah is saying, if you take any part of the Quran and you disbelieve in it, you have disbelieved in truth. If you disbelieve in the culture of the Prophet, you have disbelieved in truth. If you disbelieved in Allah, you have disbelieved in truth. But kaza wibil haqqi. So if you disbelieve in the Prophet, you have disbelieved in truth. If you disbelieve in the Quran, you have disbelieved in truth. If you disbelieve in Allah, you have disbelieved in truth. And one of the belief in Allah is qadr. Whatever Allah predestined is like that. Whatever you see is like that. The past is past. Face the future. Believe in Allah. Accept what He has done. See how can you improve yourself. Form fi amrin marij. They are in affairs that is mixed up together. They themselves, they are confused. They have no single standard statement.
أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ.
أَفَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ. Before they deny my prophet, before they deny my book, before they deny the message, where are they living? Allah has given everybody a house. Which house? The world. When you come out in the morning, look up, what are you seeing? Afalam yanzuru ila samai. Do they not look at the heaven? Kaifa banaynaha? How I have constructed and built it. Wazayyannaha, how I have adorned it and it's beautiful. And you cannot see any crack in it. Whoever did this is the one that you will not take his message. All of us, anytime you wake up, look at this sun, look at this firmament. That's what Allah is always saying in the Quran. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. That in this heaven, when you wake up and you look at it, and this night and day, when you think about it, and you look at the earth, There are symbols and signs, not for everybody, for people of intellect and reasoning. Li'ulil albab. Not every human being has common sense. Wa. The white people, they say common sense is not common. Something that everybody can see, they don't see it. Don't wait, go about. You are not watching the trees. Look at how they are. You are not looking at the sky. Look at how Allah has made them. You are not thinking about it, but you are only thinking of what, how am I going to take another food today? How am I going to make another money? That's all that bother you? That's what Allah is saying. Afalam yanzuru ila samai? Do they not look at the firmament? Kayfa banaynaha? Do you see any column holding it? Wazayyanaha? Don't you see how it is embellished and made beautiful? In the night, come out again and see it. Don't you see it? Do you see any crack? Since you have come to the world and you have been waking up every morning, have you ever seen one day the heaven crack somewhere? Look at your building. Building that you wasted billions of money on. Before 2 years or even 1 year, you are seeing cracks, maintenance. How many people have you ever seen the angels come? We want to maintain the earth. We want to maintain the heaven for you. Don't you see? Allah is challenging us, but that's why today there is no religion but Islam. There is no book today that is authentic, that is sure of itself, except the Quran. Quran is challenging you. If you see what I've said that is wrong, bring it out. Let us test it. That's why it is said, wherever Quran is being recited, keep quiet is not enough. Listening is not enough. Contemplate. Quran. Fastami'u lahu wa ansitu. Allah did not say fastma'u. Fastami'u. Seek to listen to it with contemplation. Wa ansitu, and keep quiet. If not, go. If not, you are talking against Allah. That's why some people say it's not good to be putting Quran to be recited in the market. And like I said that day, that's why in Zuhur and Asr, we don't recite aloud. Because when you are reciting, people are supposed to listen. If they are not listening, let them go away. Allah is talking and you are not listening. Let us be very careful. Look at this heaven, therefore. Let's always contemplate on it. Let's look at the beauty in it. Let's see how can it be there. Oh, since we have been here, this is how Allah, whatever Allah makes by is perfect. Anything that Allah made, He made it to be excellent in making it.
والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بهيج.
أفلم ينظروا إلى السماء كيف بنيناها وزيناها ما لها من فروج والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسي وأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج بهيج. Allah said, after I tell you about this firmament, but don't you see the firmament? Come and look at the earth. Well, Arda, despite the fact that the world is round, anywhere you are, you will see the land as flat. Madadnaha. I stretched it. It looks to you flat. To you, it's flat. Well, Arda, madadnaha. Wal kaina fiha rawasiya. And you'll be seeing pins holding them like this on the ground. Mountain. While Kaina Fiha Rawasiya, Allah said, then I now threw Rawasiya, mountains on it to hold it down. Wahambatna Fiha min kulli zawjin bahij. Then I now grew vegetation on it, each in pair, male and female. Bahij, captivating, beautiful. Come around June and see when things are coming out. Or July, when the fruits are coming out, when the rain starts falling, you see the ground. Look at how green it is. It becomes a carpet. Beautiful. Look at the fruits coming out. How beautiful is it? Don't you see it? And when Allah said here, Wal kaina fiha rawasiya, this your world called art. Wal arda madadnaha. Do you know that it's being serviced by the solar system? It's moving around the sun once a year. It's revolving in its own axis once every day at about 2,000 kilometers an hour. and it's moving around the sun at about 100,000 kilometers an hour. Do you feel it? I used to ask a simple question. When you have a car and you are driving at a particular speed, maybe 80 kilometers or 70 kilometers, you see shaking. What you go to the mechanic to say, go and balance the tires. When you want to go and balance the tires, what do? They pick weight, small weight. They put some here, put some there, put some there. Check it, it's balanced. You will now go 80 kilometers, 90, 100. You will not see it shake again. That's what Allah is telling us here. I put some weights here, there, there. So in this year movement, you don't feel it is moving smooth. As we are now, we are moving at over 100,000 kilometers an hour. Are you feeling any shaking? No shaking. And I said, I did this. Is that Allah you are trying to oppose? He's talking, you want to talk? Well, Adama dat naha, walke na fiha rawasiya, wambat na fiha, min kulli zawjin bahij. Every kind of crop. And look at your own eyes that are seeing the crops. Is it not amazing? This crop is green. The wheat is green. The greenness is different, just shade, but your eyes can depreciate which one is useful, which one is not useful. You know it. Don't you think about it? Over a million color, your eyes will depreciate each. Look at your ears. If you know up to 100,000 people, each of them, when they speak, you know who is speaking. If the metal makes sound, you notice the sound of metal. If it's plastic, you know the sound of plastic. If it's board, you know the sound of the board. If it's thunder, you know the sound of thunder. Your ears will differentiate with each of this noise. You are the one that have that machine in you, pa. It's not somebody that make the machine and give you, but the machine is with you. Look at the sky. Look at when the cloud is moving. It's dark, you know it. It's blue, you know it. It's one that will bring rain, you are seeing it. And the shade of color is just a little bit changed. Let us all be afraid of Allah. Even you are a miracle in yourself, anywhere you stand. Allah said, even in yourself, don't you sit down and contemplate? The human being, he walks only on one leg. You have two legs, but always you are walking on one. Because when one is down, the other one is up. And you balance. You don't fall down. How many animals do you see walking on one leg? Even the bird, these two legs, they move at a time. Pop, pop, pop. Or do you, one leg, and you are moving. And you are balanced. You even run. So let us be thankful to Allah.
تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب.
تبصرة وذكرى لكل عبد منيب. Allah said, when I talk of this firmament, أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ, that is above them, كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ. And I talk of the earth, wal arda maradnaha, that is beneath them that they are stepping on. When they see all this, why did I put it like that? Why am I making this one beautiful? Why am I making the season to be coming? This one is changing, that one is changing, so that to take their attention. Tabsiratan. So that they take their attention, they see one thing now, see another thing another time, see another thing another time. Anytime they are seeing something, the eye will take the message. Send it to the brain. The brain will translate it. Give it to the heart. The heart will take another decision using the brain. Do I continue to see or I don't continue to see? Is it what Allah has permitted me to see or not? He said, and as a reminder, was it clear? Likulli abdin, for every slave of mine, every servant of mine, everyone indeed, no, munib, everyone that wants to come to me, that wants to turn to Allah. Inaba is for you that you have taken part, you are going to Allah. Only those going to Allah, this one concerns. That's why the Prophet Muhammad, he said, At-tafakkuri sa'atan khayrun min ibadati sab'ina sana. A moment that you spend in contemplating on what Allah is telling you now, is better than your worship of 70 years. Because you know Allah better when you are contemplating. That's why the Prophet said, he said, Tafakkaru fi khalqillahi. Allah never asked us anywhere that we should think about how Allah is. No. He said, he asked us to think and contemplate on his creation. He didn't say we should contemplate on him. Wa tafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Sanurihim ayatna fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim. I will show them my signs and my symbol in the horizon and in themselves. He didn't say you should contemplate, because you don't know how Allah looks like. How do you contemplate on Allah? But when you contemplate on his creation, it will tell you who Allah is. Huh? You are sitting down, you are passing by a house, you see a house, monumental, huge. Soldiers are in front. Food is being brought out. Places are being taken in. Places are being brought out. Visitors are entering. You don't have to be told that the person here is a king or is a big person. You don't have to be told. When you see this creation, it should tell you who Allah is. Then you should be afraid of yourself. Start with yourself. Tafsiratan. Allah said, is for you to have insight, to give you an insight of who Allah is. Was it created, and to give you remembrance of who Allah is? Is it for everybody? No. Likuli abdi muni, for the servant of Allah that is going to Allah. I urge you to go to Allah. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. As we enter Surah Al-Kahf, may Allah make us to be able to have inaba to Allah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala forgive all our ulama. May He forgive our parents. May He reward our ulama. May He reward the Prophet for us. May He strengthen Islam. May He strengthen Muslims. All those that are. May Allah assist Islam with the truth. May Allah assist Muslims with the truth. May Allah take falsehood away. May Allah defeat falsehood. Bijaya Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah strengthen us to follow the culture of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To follow the habit of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, what we are going to. Where we are going to sleep, what we are going to ride. May Allah provide all for us. Those looking for wives, may Allah grant them good and honest wives. Those looking for husband, may Allah grant them responsible and caring husbands. Bijaya Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those looking for work, may Allah give them work. Those of us that are looking for whatever we are looking for that will be good for us in this world, may Allah give it to us. Those that are looking for wealth, may Allah give them wealth. As we enter this Ramadan, may we be among those that have been emancipated in this Ramadan from the yoke of Satan, from the yoke of hell. Bijaya Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guide our leaders aright. May He repair our country for us. All those bringing problems to our country, may Allah humiliate them. May Allah defeat them. All those trying to repair it, may Allah give them the strength to repair it. All the prayers we are praying for ourselves, for our parents, for our loved ones, for our country, for the whole world, may Allah accept it. May Allah lift Islam above any other thing in this world. Bijaya Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala make us to leave this world saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-Fatihil ma'ulik al-khatim lima sabaqa nasir al-haq wal-haq wal-hadi ila siratikal mustaqim wa ala ali haqqa qadrihi bid-daril 'azim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.